Hello?
Hold on one second.
Oh.
I'm in a basement. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you coming in loud and clear.
Okay, great.
How's it going?
It's good. I'm just at Ancient World, and I just finished hanging some glowing jellyfish from the ceiling. They look pretty good. I think you'd like them.
That sounds really good, Sam. Yeah, I'd probably like them. I like most of the stuff you do.
How are you going?
I'm okay. I'm leaving the country tomorrow. Have done most of the things that I needed to do, the hardest of which, obviously, as always, was just getting enough medication. To take overseas for just 6 weeks. Despite having two letters from two different psychiatrists, a letter from a doctor, an itinerary of my travels, quite difficult to get your antipsychotics. A medication which, by the way, has no street value and you cannot overdose from. But anyway, you still can't get it unless you wait 21 days. But can I just say that it is possible, in fact, likely, who have a propensity for psychosis might lose their medication in 21 days, right? And therefore might need their script to be filled just a few days early.
It's really annoying and stupid.
Yeah, it's not a good system. I'm sure whatever money the PBS is saving by not fulfilling people's scripts early, they are losing when those same people end up in psychiatric hospitals because they've gone off their meds.
Yeah.
But anyway, I went to 5 chemists today. The 5th one agreed to give me my meds.
And so it's just like at their discretion, is it? Like, it's just like, I believe you, so I will do this. And other ones were just like, no, I don't feel like it, or what?
Well, look, I would like to say that it is not at people's discretion and that there are a series of rules that if you complete, you will be able to. But actually, that is not true. That has never been the case. Sometimes you go to the doctor and I say, hey, can I get a script for my meds? I've been taking the same meds for 12 years and this practice has prescribed them to me before. And they will say, no. Doesn't really seem like something that they should be able to say, right?
Yeah, it seems pretty dumb.
Seems like there should be some kind of standing rule about how people get the medications that stop them from going completely fucking mental.
Well, it seems like there are rules and some people just choose occasionally not to follow them.
I guess so. Who knows? I mean, all prescriptions are written at doctor's discretion. So, you know what I mean? The fact that you're court ordered to take them.
Not as important.
Doesn't matter to the AMA, I guess.
Yeah.
Or like some fucking regional doc. Anyway, whatever. I'm sure the pod has had enough content about how the public health system for people with psychiatric illnesses is fucked. And this is the Elon Musk episode. Hey, everyone, welcome to the Elon Musk episode.
I don't think it's the Elon Musk episode today.
Oh,
I don't
damn,
have my notes with me. I'm not at home. That's okay. But hey, I did have one thing that I've been meaning to say the past couple of times, which is I've thought of maybe some like catchphrases that we could say at the start to describe the pod. Like if we were going to do that thing where we like say, hey, welcome to Waving, Not Drowning. Is that what it's called? Not Drowning, Waving.
It's called Not Drowning, Waving, yeah. That's good. I mean, we're only like 4 years into the pod. I think it's good that we come up with a catchphrase that we say at the beginning and the end.
Well, it's related to the new pod title. A few options, so let me just throw them at you and see what you think.
Okay, ready? All right, okay. Should I get down a pen and a piece of paper?
No, that's okay.
Whatever, I mean, maybe if you anyway, want to. Really fucking type A, so.
Great.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, I think the only one I can remember now is welcome to Not Drowning, Waving, the pod where best friend Sam and Ainsley try and get better at knowing what makes them happy. Is that good?
I mean, it doesn't really roll off the tongue, Sam, but
when
I wouldn't
I thought
say
of
bad.
It, I had a better, it sounded better earlier.
Well, you know, do you know
we
what
can
our,
workshop it.
Do you know what our website says the podcast is about?
No.
It's,
best friends and meat sack, Sam and Ainsley something something. Is it that?
Yeah. Maddie? Yeah. Yeah. Let me try and find it. I'm just uploading last week's episode right now.
Okay.
I'm just going to call it last week's episode because I am feeling stressed and I have still got quite a lot of, I don't stress. It's like the mind killer. Like
it really is
so dumb. Mm. Like at the fourth chemist when I was like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get these meds. I might have to cancel my trip, which like that would be a shame because it might be the last time me and my 69-year-old best friend ever get a chance to go to Europe again. And he has promised to show me Rome, a place which I swore I would never go to because I do not like Italian culture. But or Italy. I don't like traveling in Italy. But he is a very nice man and I like him a lot and this would be, I think, meaningful for him. And I was really stressed that I wasn't going to be able to like bring it all together. Mm. And I went next door to the fourth chemist that had knocked me back from giving me my meds and I bought one VB. Which, like, if you're at the bottle shop at 10:30 in the morning and you're buying one VB, like, that guy knows you're going to your car to drink it right now. And that is really embarrassing. Anyway, by the time I got to the fifth chemist and they did finally give me my meds, which was like not even hard, like when the guy was like, all right, no problem, that's fine, obviously my response was like, oh well, I wasn't expecting like I was expecting to have to go into a big long spiel, but he was just like, it's fine, yeah, you don't have a return ticket, no worries, I'll just fill your script for you, no problem, which is fucking just super crazy. But then I was like, I went and had my checked my blood pressure at the free blood pressure machine.
Okay.
And it was 120 on 80, which is like perfect blood pressure.
Mm.
And my heart rate was 120, which
is pretty fast.
Like 40 beats faster a minute than it normally is. So like stress is just so fucking bad for you.
Yeah, it is. Well, I'm glad that you were finally able to get your meds sorted out.
Well, I mean, not finally, but yeah, just for this one time. But
I
then,
mean, just
don't
for
worry,
this one time,
this
yeah.
This will continue for, you know, the rest of my fucking life, so that's cool.
Great.
It's good, isn't it?
I found out that good friend of the pod, Tanya, listens to the pod. The other day.
Oh, no,
did you know
terrible
that?
News. I had obviously did not have any idea because it's ridiculous. It's a ridiculous waste of time. It's a terrible waste of Tanya's time. But that's nice. I mean, our listenership is up pretty
really?
High. Yeah, I mean, it's like, I mean, pretty high. It's like not as high as it was during lockdown when it was like 1,000 people, which like who were they? What did they want? What were they looking for? What did they
it
find here?
It remains a mystery. Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, you know, it's up in the hundreds.
Yeah, I'm really excited that. For. I'm sorry that I haven't come with prepared with Elon Musk stuff today. I thought I was going to be home in time, but on the plus side, there's just more and more new and exciting facts every day about what a piece of shit he is. So by the time we finally record it, it's just going to be overflowing.
I think we're going to record it while I'm overseas, Sam, because we're just talking on Skype right now and we're recording it using Skype. And there's just nothing that would stop us from continuing to record episodes while I'm overseas, except for the time difference, which we'll just sort out.
Okay, great.
Yeah. So, you know, I think releasing episodes consistently is important, which is why I just released one just this very second. Because, yeah, I've done all the other things on my to-do list for going overseas.
That's great.
Yeah, and that was one of them, so thanks. Oh, man, going overseas, though. I have packed perfectly, even though I only did it today in about 30 minutes. I would have obviously packed earlier, except I had to spend so much fucking time trying to get my medication. It is absurd. And I also kind of wish that I hadn't gone on so many dates this week and I had instead spent just any time trying to get ready to go overseas. But anyway, can't win them all.
Can't win them all. Can't I think you've done everything. Really well. And I'm proud of you.
I just cannot believe I ever had time to have a job. I just think it's impossible.
Having a job going? Like...
It's going okay. So my psychiatrist and I are applying for a disability support pension for me because, you know, this other people that listen to the pod might be surprised to learn, Tanya, for example, might be surprised to learn that, working is like extremely bad for me and I have a disability, which I've not ever used the D word to describe what is wrong with me, but, I take like 17 tablets a day and I have a hard time functioning. It seems like, I don't know what the definition is of a disability, but, you know, that's got to be pretty close, right? Yeah. I've quit smoking.
That's good.
And I have quit Xanax.
Intense.
Which I recently learned is the hardest drug to quit. so I picked a real great week to do it this week. So not that much else going on. But anyway, my psychiatrist, I've had like a bunch of appointments. And when I went back to the psychiatrist and she was like, so how'd you go? And I was like, look, not perfectly, but this is like a, and I had a calendar of like when I'd had to take diazepam, when I'd had to have a drink, when I'd taken Xanax, which was only one time in the 2 weeks. And she was like, holy shit, like, is this true? And I was like, yes, it's true. I slipped up one night in the middle of the night and found took it. And she was like, no, I mean, like, did you not take it all the other days? And I was like, yes. She was like, was it hard? And I was like, well, I wouldn't recommend it to a friend, but yeah, I guess it was pretty hard. It sucked. But it's fine. And she said that she had clients who had been trying to quit Xanax for, like, 2 or 3 years. But she was still having fortnightly appointments with trying to help them get off it. And so I just think, like, I mean, the thing I said to her was, like, well, obviously all of the only way that I've gotten to be here is by doing an incredibly large amount of work constantly. Like, I do DBT skills for 2 hours every day. It's not like a lack of dedication to my mental health that has made it, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah. So she was just like, yeah, I see that. That and it's real and it's fine. So that's anyway, nice. Yeah, it's good. It was good to get acknowledgement. It was not good to quit Xanax. Do not start taking Xanax, anyone. It's crazy to me how addictive it is. So I was just taking the tiniest little amount, like not a full tablet. I was taking like a quarter of a tablet every now and again. And that was equal to 55 5 milligram diazepam a week.
What are you doing?
I know. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, huh. It's fucked up. Yeah, I was supposed to be taking, I think, 8 diazepam a day, and then halving it as I get closer to whatever. But that is, if imagine if you were taking 8 diazepam a day, you would be like, I've got a serious addiction. But I wasn't. I was taking a quarter of one little pill, you know, every couple of days.
Yeah, it's deceptive.
Yes. That's
they shouldn't
up.
Make it like that. They should address that.
Gosh, it's almost like it was made to be abused.
To be addictive, yeah. It does seem like that.
Listen, the Sacklers are bad, but they did make OxyContin 80s, which are good. and they're not Eli Lilly, who are the actual devil.
Why are they the actual devil?
Well, they make Xanax, one thing, but they also make Cymbalta, the other second most difficult thing I've ever tried to quit in my life.
Oh, yeah, the thing people sometimes die.
Withdrawing from Cymbalta and Xanax kill hundreds of Americans every year.
Yeah, Jordan Peterson put himself in a coma in Russia so he wouldn't have to experience the withdrawals. And then he was just, like, massively brain damaged for ages. He's still recovering.
Yeah, because it can cause, like, incredible seizures. I mean, withdrawing from Cymbalta is so bad that people die just of dehydration.
Oh,
they just,
so
like,
crazy.
Spew themselves to death.
Oh my God.
And it's not classified as addictive.
I guess my sister, when she was pregnant, like, couldn't keep any food or water down, and she ended up having to go into hospital to get an IV so that she wouldn't, like, die of dehydration. But I guess if you're in America, you don't do that because you don't have health insurance and it'll cost you millions of dollars.
Yeah, I mean, I did have to go to the hospital and be rehydrated twice when withdrawing from Cymbalta.
Jesus.
Something which you wouldn't be able to do if you didn't have health insurance. People just don't call an ambulance and instead just die. Just from stopping taking an antidepressant. I think Cymbalta should be illegal.
Yeah, sounds
I mean,
good.
I have written a lot of letters. I have received very few replies. Anyway, this is what I'm going to do from now on, Sam. So okay. I do have a new full-time job, actually. And it's being non-industriously poor in the vein of the end of debt. And I'm just going to, like, make my community better.
Great.
It's full-time. That's it.
I love it.
I think it's going to be really good. I think it's going to be really good
for me. I think
we
should all be allowed to do that. It makes me upset to think about it. Yeah.
I think I would be good at it. I gave my
friend
Pete.
Yeah, you're going to be great at it.
I gave my friend Pete 9 tabs of acid. Like, just, he asked for some, I gave it to him. I just had it lying around, no big deal. and, hey, Tan, how's it going? Yeah, we take drugs all the time. Sorry. terrible news. Anyway, so yeah, my friend Pete 9 tabs of acid, and then he sent me a message like a couple of days later that was like, oh, fuck, how much do I owe you for this acid? And I was like, what? Shut up. This, I only got the acid to share it with you. I don't, what, I'm not a drug dealer. I'm a, this isn't
drug
like a
sharer.
This isn't like a secondhand soda stream type of a situation because Pete's dad famously once charged him $50 for a secondhand soda stream that he didn't want anymore.
Oh my God.
Like, Pete's dad is fucked up. Pete's dad is a cop, not, I don't mean, like, in the way that, like, Foucault says everyone is, like, everything is a prison. I mean, like, Pete's dad literally
is an actual
officer of the law. And if you wanted more evidence that all cops are bastards, just think about a man charging his own son $50 for a secondhand soda stream. Anyway, I was like, you don't. That you don't owe me anything. And he was like, that's nice. And I was like, actually, that's not true. You do owe me something. You have to take this acid with people that you love and you have to have a really good time. And Lucas was like, yeah, this is not like an exchange. This is a gift economy. It's
just
better.
Like Burning Man.
Fuck off. This is nothing like Burning Man. I will not have my kind, friendly gesture compared to Burning Man. There will be consequences. Lucas said he isn't going to be into the gift economy. He's going to be a dealer.
Okay.
But of plants.
Mm.
He's going to be a plant dealer.
Okay, but so he's going to sell plants for money.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, yeah. But he's going to call himself a plant dealer.
Okay. Yeah, hey, did you know that medical marijuana exists in Australia right now? You can go to the doctor and get a prescription for weed?
Yeah.
I didn't know this. Nobody's talking about this. This is crazy to me.
Sorry. Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah, you can do that. But okay. I wouldn't. It's very. It's the opposite of what I need to cure myself.
I wouldn't. I wasn't suggesting such thing. I just thought
wish you could go to the doctor and get medicinal mushrooms, because would actually help my mental health. But
that's going to be a thing soon. Hey, I went mushroom picking last weekend and I found some, and I'll probably find some more later in the season. So I'll get some for you.
Chop us out. It would be good. Yeah, that would be good. I would like to. I mean, I've been microdosing LSD a little bit, and it's been very good for me. Mm.
This guy that I'm working at Illuminate with, I saw a thing on Instagram the other day about the reason why hallucinogens are good for your brain. And it's kind of, there's some chemical connects to some other chemical that is like good for depression. And that the same thing happens when you take SSRIs, but just like at a much lower like rate.
I hope nobody's tuning into the pod for science, because that
is
like one chemical. They interact with other chemicals. Your brain is just chemicals all the way down.
Anyway, beside the point. Anyway, it's just to say that the thing that this guy on Instagram told me, which is like a very reliable source, obviously, is that like the same chemical is being activated when you take SSRIs and also when you take hallucinogens. But just when you take hallucinogens, it happens like much, much, much more. And it's like way more effective. But some hippie that I work with at Illuminate told me that you can also take lion's mane, which is a type of mushroom, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like non-hallucinogenic and it does the same thing. So there you go.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I was microdosing by dissolving a few tabs of acid in coconut juice, like coconut water. I just had a lot of them and I drink them, and you know, I was just taking one mouthful every second day and it was working really well. Yeah. And then I was like a quarter of the way through one of the cups and I went to go and have some and it was empty. And I was like, where the fuck did all of this hallucinogenic coconut water go? And then I remembered to like 3 days earlier when I'd had a date tight over to my house and he'd suddenly had this sort of revelation of how much he loved me, and he cried about how intense his love for me was, and he was telling me that like things were being unlocked inside of him.
Yeah.
And you know, it was quite a nice date, and then I realized that he had accidentally shot the LSD coconut water.
No.
So I just accidentally drugged one of my dates with he wasn't mad, but he totally could have been.
Yeah.
But I'd given him a coconut water in the same cup. They were both on the bedside table, like a very easy mistake. In retrospect, it's 100% my fault. But anyway, nothing bad happened, so it's fine.
Okay, that's good. You're going to have to clearly label them from now on, I guess.
Yeah. I'm being a lot more careful. Lucas said this, okay? It is a good full-time job. I mean, it will be a full-time job. You'll be good at it. I will not be a dealer of gifts, though. I will be a dealer of plants. Salvias, mostly, to be exact. Actually, there's some good crossover if I can get hold of some Salvia divinorum. Salvia, this is such a cute nerd plant man joke, which no one in the pod has gotten yet, because Salvia divinora, like we have this in English, don't we? Like we have divinora, which means, you know, like that's where we get divine.
Divine, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like the sage of the diviners.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a plant species with transient psychoactive properties when you you can extract from the leaves.
What was the
by smoking it.
Flowers?
Chewing or drinking. Yeah, and it's not illegal.
No.
Is it
that decorative one that has like those big bell flowers?
I don't know. I think it kind of looks like sage.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, yeah, so, but I guess when people say that they're taking salvia, this is what they're taking, but actually it annoys Lucas because a salvia is just, salvia is just like a genus or whatever. It's going to be like, it's not a genus.
It's actually a type.
It's actually a species. It's like whatever. You know, it's like when I call a parrot a genus or something, and he'll be like, no, parrots is the species level. Then you have to get down to it. It's like, who, these fucking categories are just invented by the Victorians, and instrumental rationality is bad. And you know, parrots are basically falcons. And then you'll be like, you can't use bird facts against me in an argument. It's rude. Anyway, yeah. So... What a cute little nerd joker man. And also, just in case the pod wasn't already on record, ACAB. It's not cool to sell.
I don't know if we've covered that already. Yeah.
Oh, and I also wanted to say this, right? I can give you 9 tabs of acid, or you can give me 9 tabs of acid, and we don't have to give each other any money. But in another circumstance, if we need money, we should just ask for that.
Yeah.
But in a separate thing, like, can I borrow / have some money? I'm broke.
Yeah.
That should just be fine thing for us to do to our friends if we need to.
I've been thinking a lot about, like, primitive money or whatever in quote marks that David Graeber describes in Debt, and how it was only used for very specific things, like it was used to arrange marriages, or it was used like as a, like if you accidentally killed someone or injured them, to like make peace or whatever. Or sometimes it was used as like a way for tribes to like that lived far apart from each other to like, I don't know, I can't remember which islands he talks about, but like there's like a ring of islands, and they used to trade necklaces for some other thing, and the necklaces would travel clockwise around the island, and the other thing would travel counterclockwise around the islands, and that's like shared stories and things. So it was like technically money, like a trading thing, but you couldn't use it to buy food or anything because everybody would just give each other food if they needed it. And I think that we should go back to that type of money. I think money, we need to, like, we're using it for more and more things. We should be using it for less and less things. We should be, like, really narrowing down the functions of money.
I mean, I definitely don't think we should be getting rid of it, because I think it does, like, serve some functions, like it allows people that don't know each other to trust one another or whatever.
Mm. Yeah.
I saw this very bad film installation thing called Euphoria recently, which it sucked so bad I made everybody leave after 50 minutes. It had one good scene, though, that was set in a bank where all the bankers were doing, like, close-up magic, and then it turned into, like, a circus with, like, trampolines and backflips and tricks, and it was all about how, you know, like, money it's all smoke and mirrors, isn't it? But it's fun. And one of the guys says money is better than religion, because religion demands that you believe in God, but money only demands that you believe that other people believe.
Mm. Interesting.
And I was like, we all actually know it's not real, but we're just believing that other people believe that it's real.
Yeah,
that's
we're
the
all
important part.
Going along with it. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, it was very interesting. Anyway, other than that, terrible, one of the worst documentaries. not a documentary, I guess it's like a film thing. I don't know. But at one point I thought, God, I think it would be a lot better if there was no talking in it. It's like not a good sign of a like a work that's going well. I wish it was just images with no talking. Some of the images are interesting. And that's coming from me, a person with a very short attention span. Sam, what are you doing for the rest of the week?
Oh, I was going to say, I think I have to go soon because I've got to finish this install. But for the rest of the week, what am I doing? I don't know, working at my stupid curtains job and just going to try and do some more sewing, I guess. I don't know.
Okay.
Not much. Yeah. Not very exciting.
I mean, I also have to go because I am going on a date tonight with somebody who'd already bought the tickets. And I'm going to drive my car with my luggage and the clothes I'm wearing to the airport to the art center. Mm. We're going to see this movie or thing or whatever that they want to see at 8 o'clock. Then we're going to drive back to their house, stay at their house. My car already has my plants in it.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to care for my plants in exchange for borrowing my car and driving me to the airport in the morning.
This is a very good trade.
I'm getting really into this. I don't know. I am not liquid. But I can give you some things, I guess. Please care for my plants. And, yeah, so this is what I think we should start doing. We should start going back into more, like, barter situations, but also I did have just $300, which I appreciate is not enough money to have a holiday in Europe. I'm hoping some of the invoices that are very overdue are paid soon, but anyway, I transferred $300 from one account to my international account, and it makes you put in a description, and I put in ISIS. And I really hope that ASIO has to investigate why I was transferring $347 to an international account with the name ISIS. I'm going to start putting stuff like drugs and large quantities of fertilizer. Terrorist organizations. Why do you have to put a description? What the fuck do you care why I'm moving money from one of my accounts to the other?
It might just be for your own reference.
Yeah, I guess. Well, anyway,
I hope you have an amazing trip.
Let's find, like, sort out a time that we can pod. If you get a chance to edit this, or you just want to upload it the way it is, it's probably fine. Then you can.
Okay.
But I will not have time.
Okay.
Just maybe do it in 1 week.
Okay.
All right. You're the best.
You're the best. Okay. I love you very much.
I love you so much. I know that I said earlier today that if we started judging each other, because I was drinking that beer at 10:30 in the morning, that if we started judging each other, that our friendship would be voided.
Mm.
But I just want you to know that I love you unconditionally. And actually, being judgmental is good, and we're in favor of it.
Yeah, I agree.
Our politics are deeply judgmental. Pro-complaining, pro-judging.
100%.
Pro-joke. And now, newly, pro-being alive.
Woohoo!
That's good, isn't it?
It is good. We love it.
All right, then. Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Hey, the next episode, while I'm in Europe, is going to be the Elon Musk episode, okay?
It is. Yes. Yeah. I'm going to be so ready. Yeah.
Yeah, listeners, get excited. It's coming. All right, bye.
Okay, bye.
I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Yeah, bye.